Good evening. The meeting is now called to order. I'm Dr. Brantley. I'm your chair. What I'd like to do now is to look at the minutes and ask you to look at it as well. Not the minutes, but the agenda. Our first item of business is approval of the agenda. Has everyone had a chance to read it? Any comments? Have you all had a chance to read the agenda? Have you read the agenda, is what I'm asking? Yes, sir. Thank you for that motion. Is there a second to that motion?
Armand Turner, I second.
Okay, the motion has been properly moved and seconded that we accept the agenda as presented. Any discussion? Not hearing any discussion, I'll now ask for a vote. All those in favor of saying affirmative, yay, whatever you want to say, that you approve it. Any affirmative?
Aye.
Any opposed to the accepting the agenda? Okay, everyone has had a chance to read it. It's been motioned that we accept it. It's been seconded. And it's been voted to approve. The next item on our agenda is action items. There are several of these. The first action item is the approval of the minutes from our earlier meeting, which was June 16, 2022. Has anyone had a chance to read the June 16th minutes? Anyone haven't read it? You all read it? What's your pleasure on that? Do you want to make a motion to approve it? Anyone wants to make that motion? Yes, sir. Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
Armand Turner, I second.
Okay. It's been properly moved and seconded. We accept the minutes from our last meeting. All in favor, would you indicate your approval by saying yay or yes? Or
aye.
Aye, that's good. That'll do just as well. Anyone opposed to it? There'd be no opposition. There'd be no opposition to the minutes. The minutes would stand approved. Now, second item, action item, has to do with the fiscal year 2023 USPW amendments. Would someone from the staff give us a presentation on that? Thank you.
Yes, good afternoon. Let me first introduce our new staff member, Jasmine.
Okay.
She's going to manage the TIP congestion management process and the urban flooding model. So,
welcome.
Thank you. Hello, my name is Jasmine Champion. I am from Memphis, Tennessee. I currently served as a transportation planner with the Memphis MPO, and now I am here with the core MPO, and I look forward to working with all of you.
Thank you.
Okay. For the UPWP amendments this time, we have three projects, actually. I will just make a little bit added to the document later because I got some new information today. The first portion is to add the I-16 MLK ramp removal project into the unfunded portion of the UPWP. And this project will analyze, will update the interchange modification report for the I-16 MLK ramp removal and reclaiming some land use for redevelopment. And the cost for this study is about $300,000 and $240,000 will come from the federal funding sources. So either through the PL discretionary funds or Y230 funds or reconnecting community funds. So CAT will apply for all three pots of money to see whichever they can get. And then second amendment is under the transit planning section. We are including the AAOP areas of persistent poverty, AAOP program funded the study. And we'll provide connecting low-income communities to jobs. So the cost for this study is about $444,000, and the federal portion will be about $400,000. And then the third one I didn't include, but we did amend the U.S. 17 corridor study to the unfunded section of the UPWP at the last meeting. But today I got the updated cost estimate because we included about $350,000 during the previous amendment. Chatham County sent a new cost estimate, so it's about $500,000 now. So I will include that in the UPWP amendment as well. So these are the three changes to the UPWP, and we will ask the CEC for endorsement.
Thank you. Is your hand, you were raising your hand?
I was
crazy about you. Okay. Members, you heard the presentation. The staff recommends that we endorse this recommendation concerning the amendments. What is your pleasure? I'm speaking to the members now. What do you want to do about that? Do you want to get the endorsement they asked for?
Chairman Bob Miley.
Yes, sir. Is there a second to that motion?
Armand Turner, I second.
The motion has been properly moved and seconded that we give the staff the endorsement or support that they asked for going forward with these amendments. Any questions before we vote on this? Okay, let's go to the vote. All in favor say yes, aye, whatever you want to say to indicate your affirmative support for it.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we have anyone opposed? The ayes have it, so you have the endorsement you asked for. Next item is number
thank
three.
Thank you. The next item is the amendment to authorize the study for the 2045 MTP amendment. According to our participation plan, whenever a new project is proposed, we have to do the checking. If we're making minor revisions, it can be processed as administrative modification. And if it's like a minor revision that does not impact the financially constrained plan, it can be processed as one-step amendment. And if it's a minor, if it's more than a minor revision, and then it will impact other projects in the financially constrained plan, it will be a two-step amendment. The first step is to authorize the staff to do further analysis of the request, and then the second step is to present the findings to the committees and the Quorum Appeal Board. So the request this time is from GDOT, and they propose to add in about $200 million, so $175 million plus the $15 million. So about $200 million worth of project, and that is for the Talmadge Bridge replacement, not replacement, probably just raise it up. So this project is not currently in the financially constrained 2045 MTP, so we will ask the CEC to endorse that the staff to do further analysis, because we do have to figure out, does the project come with additional revenues, or does the project, if it doesn't, and then we have to figure out like which project to kick out from the physically constrained plan. So this is the first step. We're initiating the first step, which is to authorize the staff to do further analysis. We will also request additional information from GDOT. Currently, we don't have that much information. So that's it.
And you want from us what, endorsement?
Yeah, endorse the staff to do further analysis, to authorize, yeah.
We've heard that. What is your pleasure? Do you want to discuss this, or do you want to go into a vote? I mean, I talk to the members. What is your pleasure?
I have no questions.
I'm curious, does it have a financial impact in any way?
Does it?
Or is it just in-house staff, doing the work?
The internal staff will do the work, and we will evaluate. Because we know, like $200 million coming into the plan, that will kick out a lot of the projects in our financially constrained plan. So the staff will probably present the findings at the next meeting to let you know what our findings are. We'll be just maybe we get information if GDOT comes up with additional money, and we can accept the project into the MTP, or we can just deny it. So based on the staff findings, because right now we haven't got that. We haven't done that yet.
Okay. I make the motion that we approve staff and how to move forward with regard to this analysis.
Is there a second motion? Mr. Miles' motion has been made. Who wants to second it?
Armand Turner, I second.
It's been properly moved and seconded that we give the staff okay to go ahead and do the first phase, because she said there were two parts, but we want this study, initial study, what they need to do. All in favor, would you say aye or yes or yay, whatever, to show your affirmative support?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? There be no opposition, and also, more importantly, that the majority of people who voted approve of this, the motion has been carried, and therefore you have our support.
Okay.
The other item on it is authorized.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. There's another item to be considered, which is the authorized study for 2045 MTP amendment.
Your president? Just covered it.
We just covered it. I'm sorry. So let's go to number four then, the non-motorized plan, the Green Island Road Trail Amendment.
I'll be giving that presentation, so let me just open the attachment.
What is your name, please? I've forgotten.
Asia.
Asia. Okay, go ahead, Asia.
Okay. So just a brief explanation of this amendment. So for a lot of funding opportunities such as the Y230 funds or the Y301 funds, the projects in order to receive those funds have to be consistent with the MPO's non-motorized transportation plan. So Core MPO staff coordinated with the senior transportation engineer for Chatham County to add the Green Island Road Trail project to the non-motorized transportation plan. And an explanation of the project and the original application are attached to the agenda. So just to give a short description of the project, the Green Island Road Trail project is a proposed multi-purpose trail from Diamond Causeway to the end of Green Island Road. The project, which is located near the Landings neighborhood, will add 2 miles of trail to the existing trail on Diamond Causeway and will link neighborhoods and a commercial center. Some of the benefits of this project is enhancing connectivity, which will encourage non-motorized transportation, such as biking and walking, and provide a better quality of life for residents. There will be health and safety benefits, such as reducing emissions. And the proposed path is also compliant with ADA laws, which improves accessibility. So just a cost breakdown of the proposed project. It's a little over $3 million within 80-20 match. And we are currently in a 15-day public comment period that is taking place from August 10th to August 24th. We currently have not received any comments by email or phone, but the comment period still is open. And so that ends the presentation. We're just asking for an endorsement of the Green Island Road Trail Project Amendment to the Non-Motorized Transportation Plan.
Any questions for Asia? There be no questions for her. What is your pleasure? Do you want to discuss this further, or you want to vote on it? To the members, that is. What do you want to do?
Armand Turner, I move to approve.
So you made a
vote.
Okay, so it's been properly moved and seconded, right? Okay. That being the case, let's vote on it. All those in favor. My apologies, my phone just went off. Let's vote on it. I just turned the phone off. I hope it stays off. All in favor, say aye or yes or whatever you want to do. Indicate your support.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, I heard three ayes. That's probably enough. Anyone opposed to? Okay, this motion also carries. Thank you, Agent, for your report. Staff has our support going forward. There is also number five, call for projects for Y301 transportation alternative TA funds. Someone want to report on that?
I'll be giving that presentation as well. Okay. So the Core MPO will conduct a call for projects for the FY 2023 to 2027 Y301 Transportation Alternatives Fund. The TA funding was most recently authorized by Congress in 2021 as a set aside of the Surface Transportation Block Grant Program under the Infrastructure Investments and Jobs Act. The focus of the Transportation Alternatives Fund is to promote the feasibility of alternatives to motor vehicle travel, such as bicycles and pedestrian projects. So the call for projects for the Transportation Alternatives Funds will be on August 25th, so it's coming pretty soon. And we have attached a updated manual and application for the TA funds. And I will be the one managing the applications for the TA funds. So we are asking for an endorsement of the Y301 call for projects manual forms and schedule.
Any questions for Asia concerning that? Any questions for her? Go ahead. You want to say more?
We will be revising the schedule because currently we have the Y301 and Y230 having the exact same schedule. So to kind of maybe stunner it a little bit, we're going to do just change the schedule just a bit to, you know, have one portion of time devoted to Y301 and then have another portion of time devoted to Y230.
Okay, having heard Asia's amendment or clarification of what she was asking us for, what is your pleasure? Do you want to endorse it? I'm sure she's asking for endorsement from us so we can go on to the MPC board with our approval. What is your pleasure?
The deadline for the application is in September. Is that correct?
Yes, I think the deadline for the application is September 25th. I can open up the manual to give you the exact.
Have there been any information, any feedback so far? You are asking
so for... September 30th, sorry, is when the applications are due.
We did have a TCC meeting this afternoon, okay. And because TCC members are going to review all of the applications for both the Y230 and Y301, so they want additional time to review, so we might probably shorten the application deadline, because right now we are giving the applicants more than 1 month, so we might just restrict that 1 month so the staff can complete the pre-screening a little bit earlier, so we will just get a couple of extra days for the TCC to review the applications. So we will request that the CAC endorse the application package menu form and then the schedule per staff update.
Okay. Do you understand what they're asking for? That's for endorsement of what they're proposed to do. Anyone in favor? You have your hand stretching again? Okay, I see everything. Okay, I'm sorry. My apologies. You can't see what I'm seeing, maybe not. But the point is, they want our endorsement. Do you want to give it? Any discussion of that before you vote? Anyone have thoughts on that subject? No? Okay, let's vote.
I'm on turn to move to approve.
Is there a second to the motion?
I second.
Okay. The motion has been made to give the staff the support they want to go forward with this. Now we need to vote on it. All in favor say aye, yes. Whatever you want to do to show you support this.
Aye.
You vote now.
Aye.
Any more voting? The voting, anyone opposed? So all of the votes have been positive, so the motion carries. Thank you very much, Asia. Now, next item is, what is it? We're looking at number six, I believe. We call for projects for Y-230 funds. You make a report. Thank you.
Thank you. Just FYI, if you ever see my arm go up, I'm probably not asking a question. But this is Jasmine Champion. I am here to present on the Y-230 funds. The core MPO will conduct call for projects for the FY23-27 Y-230 Surface Transportation Block Grant Funds. The funding was most recently authorized by Congress in 2021 with the program continuation under the Infrastructure Investment and Job Act, also known as the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law Bill. The STBG funds programs are flexible funds that can be used to address regional transportation. The Corp MPO will start the call for projects this month to allocate the Y-230 funds. And as Asia mentioned before me, we will make some alterations to the schedule that's presented in the Y-230 funds manual as well. So we're just coming today to ask for an endorsement from the CAC.
Thank you. Dakota, want to add anything? I was asking Dakota, she want to add anything? Nothing to add. We've heard the presentation. What's your pleasure? Do you want to discuss? You have any questions for her? You want to discuss the matter? Or do you want to go right to a vote on it? What's your pleasure?
Armand Turner, I move to endorse.
Is there a second to that?
I second.
I'm going to give your name, please, so that for the record.
My apologies. Ariel Johnson, second.
Thank you. So the motion's been made and seconded that we give the staff support to go forward with this. Now let's vote on it. All in favor, say aye, or whatever you want to say to indicate your support for it.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, anyone oppose? Not hearing any opposition, and also, even if there was opposition, the numbers of people who supported probably represent the majority of the people who are forming the quorum for this meeting today. This motion is carried. The next motion is number six, call for projects for Y-30 funds.
That's what we just did.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, the last thing, item seven, August amendments to FY 2021 to 2024 TIP. Anyone want to report on that? Give us some idea what that is about.
Yes, I will be reporting. Jasmine Champion will be reporting on that again.
Okay.
So we received the August amendment for the 2021-2024 TIP. GDOT is requesting amendments to be made, and we are here to ask for endorsements. For that approval, we have four that's listed here. Let me pull it up. We have four items listed here. I-516 to Durant. Is it? How do you pronounce that?
Because
I think I said
Durant.
It wrong. Durant.
Durant.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. I thought I said it wrong earlier. Wanted to make sure I said it right. But GDOT is requesting that the right-of-way phase be moved from 2024 of the current TIP and move the right-of-way phase to 2025. For State Route 404/US-17 of Savannah Harbor Parkway to back RVR, remove the construction phase. Well, the update will be remove the construction phase program in FY 2024 from the current TIP and move the construction phase to FY 2025. For State Route 26/US-80 at Bull River, the update is to move the right-of-way phase program in FY 2023 to fiscal year 2024. And for the last one, for State Route 26 from I-516 188/Ogeechee Road revised the UTL cost from $3,436,007 to $3,951,655.64.
That's it?
Yeah, those are all the TIP amendments that we have from GDOT for August, and we're just asking for CAC's endorsement on these items.
Okay. I have a question. I'm wondering, since the first two involves pushing back the starting time, what does that tell us? I mean, I'm just curious. When they said they could do these things at a certain time, now they're saying we aren't able to do it, so we need another additional year to start these things or work. What's causing that? Is that typical that, you know, when people make proposals, they say they want to do something, they give you a timetable, but later they decide that it's not working out, so they ask for additional time. Is that typical?
I don't think I'm the best person to fully answer that detailed
answer that?
Question, but I will say out of my experience, there could be various reasons why something is shifting back. And for those first two projects we have here, it's just saying a schedule shift was requested by the project manager on the behalf of GDOT. Wakota, do you have anything additional?
Every project has a specific reason. For example, Project Doreen, we already know that they need additional time to do the environmental justice involvement because in the EIS, Environmental Impact Statement, Federal Highway wasn't satisfied with what the city did. So they request, because that impact the Hempstead area, so that's an EJ area. That's a low-income area. It's a minority area. So they need additional analysis on that. Previously, we were given a schedule of 18 months just to do that analysis. But so that's why the right-of-way was in 2022. And considering the 18 months, we moved it to 2024. But now, based on the GDOT schedule, it probably takes longer, maybe 24 months. Something to do that analysis. That's why they're pushing it by one more year.
Will there be money available for that when it's time?
We have a Y230 funds, about $7.3 million, and the city is providing about $18 million. So if we keep on moving this, I'm not sure that we will have enough money because of the inflation, so the cost might rise. So, but this is the reason. But for the US 17, for the US 80 bridges replacement, the environmental documentation takes longer. We did ask the GDOT before. So, what caused it? I think is like environmental. So because it's an environmentally sensitive area, it's going through the marsh area, so it's more sensitive environmentally.
So the state now is happy.
Huh.
So the state is now happy with what they can do with the marsh?
No, state just have to, because you're going through an environmentally sensitive area, uh-huh. They have to do some extra work.
Oh, so additional. So
additional work. Yes. Okay. Yes. So if you find one turtle crossing the road and a rare species, so just similar things. Yeah, that's what happens. And then for the US 17 bridges replacement, my understanding is that this project is being coordinated between Georgia DOT and South Carolina DOT. So they have some kind of agreements so it's just a lot of things that probably didn't expect from the original schedule. So that's why they're moving the schedules.
Okay. Well, having heard that explanation and knowing what they want from us, what is your pleasure? Do you want to ask further questions of them, or do you want to go to a vote on this matter? Or talk to the membership.
I have no questions. I move to endorse.
Marley, second.
Okay, properly moved and seconded. Let's move on. Okay, let's go to the vote. All in favor, say aye, or indicate your approval, or however you want to choose, however you choose to do so. Me to vote now.
Aye.
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 Okay, the motion carries. I didn't ask for opposition because I, I understand that there are only about four of us or five of us present, so there's no reason to ask for people, ask for people who aren't even here. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Okay, that brings us down to status reports. Please.
Okay, I will cover the first status report, which is the 2050 MTP update. Just want to let you know that we are doing a lot of work already, and I'm going to talk about the public involvement plan because the CEC is supposed to guide us through the public involvement process. So basically, for the updating the goals, objectives, and performance measures, we are developing a survey, and I'm thank you for all those members who provided us feedback on the survey. So we are finalizing the survey right now. It's in the final format, almost the final format. And then we have already started the translation work. So hopefully we will get the translation work done by the end of next week. So we will launch the survey as soon as that one is done. And so we hope to get the survey launched at the end of the month or at the beginning of September. So and then we are also updating the socioeconomic data for the base year 2020 using census data, and that will be fit into the travel demand model. After that, we will develop the 2050 horizon year. The travel demand model network, we have been Asia actually checking the links for functional classifications and the number of lanes, so she has been finished with Effingham County and Bryan County, so we're going to send the completed links to GDOT pretty soon, and she's working on Chatham County right now. And then we're also compiling the networks, the first and second networks of project lists to be included in the model, so these will be made, these projects will update the model links to include the capacity, number of lanes, etc. So we're collecting the information, coordinating with TCC. So we will probably send the first and second networks to GDOT pretty soon. And the first network, and that actually both networks will include projects started construction or completed construction since 2015, between 2015 and 2022. And then I'm going to talk about the public engagement. Basically, so because according to the MPO's participation plan, this is what listed. The Citizens Advisory Committee will facilitate the participation process during the development of the MTP. So that means every time we have some kind of update, and we will come over here report to you, and then if you just you just guide us through the development process. If you see that our participation process is not sufficient or something, just let us know. So we will hold, these are just minimum requirement, actually. So we will host at least one public meeting on the MTP early in the development process, and we will hold it we will have a 30-day public review period for the draft document, and we will hold a final public hearing. So these are the minimums. So what we want to do, we want to expand all of this. We are planning on three rounds of public involvement opportunities. So the first round we want to do in September of this year. So we will just kick off. So each round will include both virtual meetings and the actual location meetings. The virtual meetings, we will consider the people in the daytime and the people in the late time, because people sometimes go to work, and so they probably cannot participate. So we want to make sure those people, the virtual meeting, they can participate from home. So we will have one virtual meeting in the daytime and one virtual meeting at nighttime. And then we will have at least three MPO-hosted meetings, that in-person meetings, the locations to be determined. But we will consider socioeconomic data and to decide where to host the meetings, because we want to reach out to as many people as possible and also meeting equitably. The second round of meetings we want to do in July 2023, also virtual and in-person meetings. So by that time, we think in July 2023, and our fleet plan update will be in good shape, probably will be done, and the non-motorized transportation plan will have making a lot of progress, and congestion management process we already have started. And the CAT is developing the transit development plan and master transit plan. So by the time transit improvements, we'll probably have some like specific recommendations as well. So we will coordinate. And the third round, and we will just present the findings on the final project list of probably policies and strategies. So our public involvement process will involve the three rounds of public involvement process for the 2050 MTP update. And besides that, we will constantly update all of the Corn PO board and advisory committees at the bi-monthly meetings. And we will also coordinate with planning partners and neighborhoods. So like I already mentioned, CAT, because they are doing the TDP, so we might piggyback with their meetings. And we also reach out to some of the neighborhoods. So if your neighborhood wants to like learn more about the transportation improvements, just reach out to us so that we can give a presentation over there. Probably, I think we will help. I think partner with the Healthy Savannah and the Coastal, I think Indicator Coalition. Yeah, so etc. So we'll be just coordinated with all those agencies. So a bike walk Savannah, so that we can piggyback with their meetings. So coordination meetings I mentioned over here. And I mentioned Pooler and Chatham over here just because Pooler is doing the US 80 corridor study. So that will eventually fit into 2050 plan as well. And Chatham County is going to do President Street railroad crossing study, US 17 corridor study, probably still 21 railroad crossing as well. And neighborhood meetings, we will identify whichever neighborhood that reach out to us. And then the outreach methods, we will have a media contact for all of our public notices and draft documents. And we are also currently developing a brochure. I think we will have two brochures, one brochure to just to introduce the MTP, and the second probably just introduce with the MPO and the publications. And then also the internet, we will set up a dedicated website for the 2050 MTP update, and social media. We already set up the two social media accounts. I think it's a Twitter and a Facebook, right? Instagram. Okay. So we will do that. And then we're going to launch the survey, like I said, probably at the end of August or at the beginning of September. So we have identified some outreach venues. So whether it's through social media, email, newsletter, web page, or other. So we listed some of these. So all these lists, the list might be expanded later. So this is just our public outreach. So the CEC probably will just help us, guide us through this public involvement process. And we will also consider equity planning. Like I said, we will decide like where to host the meetings. Want to make sure like people without the transportation can hear us as well. So this is just for your information. We might come back to you later for additional guidance.
Please do. Thank you. Two observations. One is I see some people out there. Are they additional staff people, or are they part of a group who wants to be heard as a public hearing?
These are CAT staff members.
These are CAT staff members. Would you introduce them to us, please?
Yeah.
Do we need to do the CAT status report?
Yeah. If you're interested in learning the CAT, what's going on with CAT, and they will provide you the status.
Oh, okay. I was at a meeting yesterday. You were there.
Yeah.
Okay. I came as a private citizen, mind you, not as a official. Okay. I was the only private citizen asking a question about it. I was also the rider of the buses, in particular bus line. I was interested. That's why I was there. Hope you understood that. My question now is this. Well, I guess I really don't have a question. Anyone have a question for her? She just gives an update on certain things. Thank you for that update.
I have no questions.
Yes, what did you say? Someone said something. I'm sorry.
I said, this is your laundry shift. I said, I have no questions, sir.
Okay, thank you. Agency report is the next item.
We just have to go through the like freight. That we are not done with the status report yet.
Okay, we are going to do that.
Yes, yeah, so now the next one is the regional freight plan update.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to let you know that we kicked off the freight plan update in April. And then the first ADFAC committee meeting was held in June. And currently, the consultant is working on the deliverables for the freight needs assessment and then freight regional profile development. And they already delivered a stakeholder engagement plan, program management plan, and then performance report. So they have already delivered some deliverables. And then also sent out the surveys to the stakeholders today. It's a very detailed survey, actually. So try to get some input on that. And then I'm having a project manager meeting with the consultant tomorrow, so to talk about the freight survey. So we will launch the public survey for the freight plan update as well. So the survey will include the two parts. So one part is just a survey question. The second part is the specific location. So you can just go and click on the map and enter your information over there. If you identify a problem, if you see a problem, or if you have like a proposed solution. So we will send out that link to you pretty soon after we finalize the survey tomorrow. That's it.
Thank you. Any further questions?
Just one question. Who are some of the freight stakeholders?
The freight stakeholders, the ADFAC committee members, including like county managers, like industrial development agencies, IDA, Effingham IDA, Bryan County Economic Development Agency over here, CEDA, Georgia Ports Authority, the trucking representatives, and the railroads. And a lot of warehouses. Actually, CEDA provided us a very comprehensive list of all the warehouse, because there are so many warehouse developments, and also like Port Wentworth, Garden City, where a lot of freight developments are going on. So those are the freight stakeholders. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Other business? Anything to say under that? On the category under this other business, we want to do that.
What?
Any other business? That's the category.
Oh no, no.
Number five.
I think we are on item number 9 right now. So the next is number 10. Is non-motorized transportation plan update.
Are we? Okay. Go ahead. So we have to do number 11, 10 through 13, right?
Yes, 10
okay,
through 13.
Okay, I'm sorry, my fault. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So I'll just be giving a status report on the non-motorized transportation plan update and the thoroughfare plan update. So the non-motorized transportation plan and thoroughfare plan are documents that contribute to the development of the Court and Peel's long-range transportation plans, and they address bike and pedestrian needs. So in terms of updating this plan, staff is currently identifying the jurisdictions and organizations to work with, population data such as ACS and census data, information resources to serve as precedent for the plan, and then we're also reviewing some places to hold public outreach meeting. And so on this attachment, I've just listed out who we're working with, the just basic information on the data that we want to include, some of the information resources, some places that we're going to use for precedent, like the AARP Livable Communities has really great walkability information, and so does America Walks. And then there's also Emory, California, which has a great bike and pedestrian plan that we want to use as kind of precedent or a model for this current plan. We're also reviewing collaborating with Bike Walk Savannah, Healthy Savannah, and CAT and other organizations. I actually met with Armand today to discuss some of those public outreach opportunities and got some good information. And in addition to in-person public outreach events, we're also going to have a comment map so people can put a pin on any problem areas or opportunities in regard to non-motorized transportation. And also on the 2050 Metropolitan Transportation Plan update survey, there will be a bike related question and a pedestrian related survey question. And then we'll incorporate that survey data into the non-motorized transportation plan update. And that is it for this status update. Any questions?
Questions? None. So we're down to 11, is it?
Yes, 11.
Okay.
Good evening, Chairman, Commissioners.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Sally. The State Route 26 had to kick their first kickoff to get the project started, and we held that on July 29th. The kickoff was held with Kimley Horn, who is the consultant that won the bid for the project, City of Pooler, who's the project manager and sponsor in it, GDOT, Chatham County, and then core MPO staff. And the discussions for that evening were the goals. They laid out goals and objectives to be identified. And some of them were identifying prioritized short-term and long-term improvement projects needed for the State Route 26, which is currently known U.S. 80 corridor, to operate at an acceptable level of service, prioritize, recommend improvements to facilitate planning and programming of projects through the core MPO's transportation process, justify the future programming of projects in core MPO's transportation improvement program and the Mobility 2045. So a schedule here is done where they have started things. You know, the notice to proceed was done June 28th. That was the baseline for it. It was actually done and signed for June 30th. The initial coordination meeting was actually held June 29th. Project management work plan is ongoing and will be throughout the process for the project. The traffic count map, there was one presented and started working on it June 14th, and that'll be ongoing with a lot of information with GDOT and doing a lot of work, you know, with traffic impact analysis in those areas. Existing conditions report, traffic forecasting, the draft alternatives analysis, and then the final report. So the baseline, the final report is due September 30th of 2023. And they'll continue to give updates as the project moves along, but we just wanted to let you know that there has been a kickoff and things are getting started.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Who's going to comment on number 12, SSC, SS4A amendment and updates? Okay. Asia again. Thank you.
Okay, so let me actually get to the page where I have my notes on that. So the U.S. Department of Transportation has made technical modifications to the Notice of Funding Opportunity for the Safe Streets and Roads for All grant. The changes include updates to the safety impact criterion rating methodology and additional language to clarify instructions and terminology. So the Department of Transportation also created a new version of the Underserved Community Census Tracts tool. And this tool includes population data to make it easier for applicants to calculate the percent of the population in underserved communities. DOT has also added additional information to its FAQ and application resources page to further assist applicants. So the deadline for this grant remains September 15th, 2022 at 5 p.m. And I have listed where you can access all of these changes. And at the previous meeting, We know that City of Savannah is applying for the implementation grant. Effingham County is applying for the action plan grant, but they are currently looking for staff that or a someone they can that can do their application grant because the person that they had to do it left. So they're either looking for someone like the CRC that can do it, or they're looking to partner with another jurisdiction to get it done. So there's talks of them partnering with either City of Savannah or Chatham County to complete their action plan grant.
Will there be a problem with delay because they don't have a personal board to do this? Will they ask for later for additional time to make up for the time they lost?
Should
they be doing something right now? They're not doing because they're looking for someone to do the work, right? When they get the personal board, they need to go forward. Would it be asking for time to do that?
Be able to ask the Department of Transportation for more time?
Somebody.
Honestly, it's probably really... They said there is a strict deadline so that they're not going to extend it.
They're not getting what they wanted or not.
Yeah. I'm honestly not sure if they've discussed anything with the Department of Transportation. I just know they're looking for a grant administrator right now or possibly partnering with another jurisdiction. So.
Okay.
And that's the end of that status update. Any question?
Question for her? Thank you, Asia.
Okay.
Now we're down to number 12. Are we not?
13, the urban 13, flooding.
I'm sorry. Okay, my fault. Yeah. 13, urban flooding model study. Go ahead.
Jasmine Champion here again to present on the urban flooding model study. I think you guys have now been through a few project managers, and I'm the next one. So we'll see what's going to happen this time. But we have selected a consultant, consultants for this project. It is the University of Georgia. They will be the consultants. So we had a kickoff meeting a few weeks ago. That was like one of my first things I got thrown into. So this has been fun so far. And we kind of just discussed updates, what's going to happen next. And they should be giving us a project management plan by the end of the month. And we're also in the process of identifying stakeholders as well as the steering committee at this time. So that's all the updates that I have. If you have any questions, don't ask me. I'm just kidding.
But it's with us all the time.
Huh?
So why do we need another model?
Why do we need another model?
Yes.
That is not a question for me.
We have floods all the time, and we've been studying it, and we know how floods occur. So what is going to be modeled here?
Mr. Brantley, to update the flood model will account for the changes in our ecosystem around Chatham County. And it'll also make sure that our water levels that we're reviewing will stay up to date.
Okay,
so that in turn will help our roads and bridges for subsidence.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Any further questions? Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, this brings us down to agency reports. Ms. Sally, would you please be agency report?
Yes, sir. Okay, so there are no agency reports listed on here.
There are none? Okay.
No, sir.
What about other business?
No, sir, unless anybody has anything to bring up, there is no other business either.
So that takes us to other comments. There's none of that either, right?
No, sir.
So we get down to notes, and we'll cover some of that already, haven't we?
We have. No, what we have down here, this really honestly is just for your information, is why we put that on there. You're welcome to read it. But Kat is here to read theirs so that they can report on that. But other than that, the other ones that are on here are really just for your information.
Kat, you have the floor.
Yes, sir. So we'll let Kat come up and...
Ashley Goodrich, Chatham Area Transit. Our MPO status update for August 2022 is currently our hybrid ferry construction is about to be let out in September, October. We've completed design by our naval architect. We have 33 paratransit vehicles on order that are currently under a chassis shortage, so we are reevaluating the state contract to procure those vehicles. We have 3 diesel bus replacement in process. We have buses on order that we expect to arrive within the next 18 months. Our Clever Devices ITS system is in phase 8 of 9, and we recently completed the Apollo security system for the ferry system. The facility rehab is ongoing with the Wellness Art Mural, which was awarded last month and is currently under artwork and design drawing. I believe to see that completed probably by the end of this month. The electric bus replacement, we have 1 electric bus in order. We expect to have that in place within the next 18 months. Our master transit plan and implementation strategies was awarded last month in July. The transit development plan was awarded last month in, well, actually, it was awarded back in May. It's starting to be kicked off, and we're working with our consultant for their data and analysis needs. And then the zero emission implementation is a contract with HDR. We're working with them as well.
Thank you. Any questions for her? Any questions? None. Thank you very much. Does that conclude, since you said that the notices we can read for ourselves?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So number 14 would be your next meeting.
So that takes us down to almost to adjournment. Okay. Anyone have things for adjourn? Before we adjourn, please note that our next meeting will be on October 20th, is it?
Yes, sir.
2020. Here, same place, same time.
Yes.
Look forward to you. Some of you out here, members, the 3 of us sitting here, Mr. Albert comes sometimes. It's safe to come out, you know. You know, Savannah, it's not all bad, okay? It's safe to go out in the public. Wear your mask, though. So you don't want to join us. Okay, so having on that light note, I want to end this. Thank you for coming. God be with you. Till next meeting.
Thank you.
Meeting adjourned.